Queensland dominated the possession. They controlled the ball. They knew exactly where to give the ball to New South Wales, and that's exactly what I did. You know, Cameron Smith was great. He was great. He was all over the park in organizing his troop with his kicking games. So they dominated the possession. They played much of the football on the New South Wales side. You know, they slowed down the New South Wales big men. So, you know, that's what I did. And a great start in the first half. So instead of Origin, a great start in the first half is, you know, is something that they'll come away with a win. So that's exactly what they did, yeah.
Pre-game, I mean, you move, obviously, in rugby league circles. You will have talked to a lot of people, I'm sure, before Origin 3 actually kicked off. The New South Wales camp in Papua New Guinea, they must have been quietly confident and therefore will be quite shocked by what they saw last night.
Exactly. You know, with no pace and no Darius Boyd and no defense, everyone was doubting Queensland, especially, you know, with pace and the guys not playing. Pre-game, it was all New South Wales, but you know, coming into the game, everyone was shocked. Some people after like 10 more minutes remaining, 20 more minutes remaining, New South Wales fans started to walk off big screens and going home and to watch their painted face.
I got the impression myself that the New South Wales players, even midway through the first half, say, were in something of a state of shock because of the speed and their power that Queensland were putting into the game. And New South Wales' reaction to that was to try to go harder, faster, and that's what was getting them into trouble.
Definitely, that's something you're right about that. You know, the game was a lot faster. You know, we saw in game one, we saw the New South Wales forwards were dominating the game, big runs and all that. Game two, we see Queensland step up their defense and their big men start keep rolling. Game three, Queensland start rolling on their big men, Josh Maguire. These guys making damaging runs. That's something that you know, they need to look into for next year. But in all credit to Queensland for it, you know, they set the platform for the team and guys like Cameron Smith, Cameron Munster to explode.
There has been some suggestion. We know that Jonathan Thurston, obviously, is not going to play State of Origin again. Maybe some of the other older members of the team might not feature next year too. And the feeling was that would be the window of opportunity for New South Wales. But the younger players who've come in for Queensland have proved that they can take over where the old guys left off.
There's a lot of talent. All those players playing last night where the elite were there, where the fine group of rugby league players. They are the elite of the elite. So we think the younger players coming up, we see Ben Hunt, Anthony Milford, players like Corey Norman, players like Cameron Munster, what they did last night, Valentine Holmes, what they did last night. It's very amazing. You cannot doubt the talent of the internet. If the talent is just something else.
Do you think, in hindsight, it was a mistake for Boyd Cordner to turn out as captain of New South Wales last night? Because almost from the get-go, he appeared to be struggling.
I don't think it was a mistake for him to be a captain, but I think that the situation, the whole situation affected them because they didn't have much of a ball in Queensland territory, so they were struggling. So there's, I think much Boyd can do is just a captain, so I don't think he should take much of the blame.
Now, PNG Hunters, they have a bye this weekend. They must be quite grateful because, as we've mentioned previously, Michael Marram is a Blues fan, and I imagine he would be in a very grumpy mood at training if they had a game this weekend.
Yeah, they had a bye. They had a break this weekend. Most of the players flew out to their own provinces to visit their families and friends and parents and all that. So I think I enjoy watching the game with their families, looking forward to coming back during the weekend and train for next week's game.